Welcome to Fresh Research, a podcast from the Nonprofit Times. We explore some of the most interesting and sometimes provocative findings focused on the world of nonprofits. Thanks for tuning in. Here at the Nonprofit Times, we see tons of great, fresh research. So in each episode, we take a recent study or survey and have a conversation with the authors about what they found and why they think it's important for charities. We'll also give away some books and give you access to other valuable information from the Nonprofit Times.
Internal Revenue Service data through the first quarter of the year showed steep declines in the number of taxpayers who itemize. Why is that important? Well, most charitable giving in the U.S. comes from itemizers. The Tax Cuts and Jobs Act of 2017 nearly doubled the standard deduction. Fewer than 1 in 10 taxpayers itemized in 2018, compared with about one-third before tax reform was passed. Those numbers come from the paper, Lost Your Charitable Deduction in 2018? You Are Not Alone. The Effects of the 2017 Tax Reform on Itemization and the Charitable Deduction. Hi everyone, it's Mark Arivna, and welcome to this episode of Fresh Research. Our guest on the program is one of the authors of that paper, John Dernford of Data Lake Nonprofit Research, who co-wrote it along with James Andreoni of the University of California at San Diego. John, thanks so much for your time today.
Hi, Mark. Thanks.
So your paper took a look at IRS data and compared the number of itemizers who itemized in 2018 for the first, was it the first quarter of the year? Or had tell us a little bit about how you're projecting that or where that data is coming from.
Well, the data is coming straight from the IRS, and they just recently started posting, I guess you'd call it progress reports. So, after so many weeks, they tell you how many returns they've received, how many they've processed, and give you a breakdown of counts in dollars that they've processed for the year. So the first release came out, it was sometime in May, I believe, and they've just recently released another update. The bigger release is going to be in December after the October extensions are pretty much come in and counted.
Will that December number look at, will that have the full year, the first full year under tax reform, or just like you said, through October?
It'll be just through October. There's always returns dribbling in, even years after the year closes. So I have to say that these numbers are very preliminary. I'm hesitant to quote any absolute dollars, but I think, if you look at this proportionately, like the number of returns that it came in through different times of the year and how many of those have itemized versus taking the standard deduction and so on, those ratios are amazingly pretty consistent.
And to be fair, to be clear, that we're looking at the number of people who are itemizing and how many of those folks took the charitable deduction. It's not, we're not projecting, or your paper is not projecting maybe how much giving is declining or increasing. It's a matter of you kind of looking at that early canary in a coal mine of what might happen down the road, because everyone seems to be expecting giving to decline, particularly this year, because it seems like the theory is that taxpayers are getting a good idea now in 2019 of how they got hit in 2018 and what shifts they need to make. So we're kind of looking at what those numbers may mean, but we're not going to really know for probably a couple of years. As you said, the data might not catch up for another few years completely, but this is the early returns.
Right. And everyone has been anxious and anticipating, bad stuff happening with the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, or TCJ, as a lot of people know it. You know, there are two factors that came about through this tax reform. One is that it raised the standard deduction for instance, for married couple, it almost doubled from $12,700 to $24,000. Yeah. That in itself will, if you're trying to pay the least amount of taxes, you're going to be taking the standard deduction rather than itemizing that you may have done in the past. And secondly, it did, the act did lower marginal tax rates across the board. So again, for those two factors, we considered the cost of giving. So that would be like for every dollar that you give, after tax basis, it's going to be less than a dollar. So that's really what we're looking at is the changes in the number of people who are itemizing versus taking the standard deduction and the impacts on basically the cost of giving.
So your original paper, The Effects of the 2017 Tax Reform on Itemization Status and the Childhood Deduction, that looked at the first part of the year. What were some of the findings within that first part of it?
Well, I might add, I have had a chance to look at the next release of data, and again, these ratios, these proportions are holding pretty solid. So, I'm not going to hedge my bets and steer away from our initial conclusions, although again, there's a lot of returns are going to come in October. But, we basically found that overall, in 2017 and years past, about 30% of individuals itemize on their 1040 return. If you look at 2018, the proportion there has dropped from 30% down to 10%. And if you look at the same kind of statistic of the number of people who used to write off charitable deductions or itemize their contributions, that went in 2017 to 24%, and it's looking more like 8.5 to 9% in this year. So it's a huge drop.
You said those numbers remain from your first paper to the update, they're pretty consistent.
Yeah, the relationships, yes. So again, after having the next release of data, we're still looking at about 20, a drop from 30% down to about 10% of itemizers and those that itemize or deduct contributions that, again, it's holding pretty solid from 24% of all filers to about 8.5 to 9%.
The paper doesn't look at what could happen in charitable giving or any projections on charitable giving. It's just a matter of how deductions and the number of itemizers might impact charitable giving. So in theory, the fewer the itemizers who make up most of the people who give to charity, or most of the money that's given to charity, it basically looks bleak for charitable giving. Is that fair? Or maybe we're not going that far.
Well, okay. So again, we're not trying to quantify, and we certainly don't want to be all about bad news. But
Right.
it's not only this report, but I mean, there are other indications that, just charitable giving has been on a long-term decline on many, many ways that you might, measure it. So I don't know if you want to get into that, but we're really focusing in this article about those savvy donors who might consider, tax implications when they do their charitable giving. And the largest sector that's going to be greatly impact are, those with the adjusted gross income or AGI, mostly between the 100,000 and 250 range. And if you take the next range down, the 50,000 to 100,000 in AGI, those are the ones really at risk of losing their itemized deduction and taking the standard deduction. So those are the people who are going to be impacted. I'm not saying that the cost of giving, as we've termed it, or tax implications really drive all of giving. There's certainly a lot of people who have never itemized or maybe itemize on and off. They're giving regardless. I mean, there's a lot of people who give regardless of their tax implications.
Right. So, like the optimist might say that people don't give because of tax incentives. They may have more money to give anyway, and may give. And while on the other hand, the pessimist might say that people may not give because of tax incentives, but they might influence how much they give.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to call them savvy donors, but I mean the
Right.
ones that do, consider all tax implications and other implications. Donors who, may be considering planned giving sometime in the future. There's evidence to say that this whole act was brought in right at the end of 2017. I mean, it was like introduced November 2nd, 2017, and it was signed into law December 22nd. I mean, we're talking like just a little over a week before the end of the year. So there is evidence that people who keep an eye on this try to front load a lot of giving, And a lot of that money went to donor advised funds, large institutions, and so on. And that's one small segment. I think the rest of donors who may be considering tax implications on their giving, they may have been caught off guard by the swift inaction of this legislation. But, you know, it's like this twofold thing where, you know, if you have a lot of people who are like front loading their gifts at the end of 2017 and some people who may have been caught off guard in their normal giving patterns and consider taxes in their giving caught off guard during 2018. For those two reasons, I think 2018 is really not a great year to base any concrete results.
We'll be back with more from John Dunford of DataLeaks Nonprofit Research right after this.
If you like what you're hearing, share it with friends and colleagues on social media. Use the hashtag FreshResearch or retweet the Nonprofit Times link, and you'll be eligible to win a book from the NPT Library. Another way for folks to find the show, rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're interested in nonprofit events and news, then consider checking out the Whole Whale podcast. For over 5 years, we've covered topics related to marketing, technology, and communications in the social impact space. Recently, we've covered things like tackling Facebook fundraising, why you shouldn't build that mobile app, and why right now is the best time to start your capital campaign. So find us using the Whole Whale on whatever podcast app that you choose to use.
Welcome back. We're with John Dunford of DataLeaks Nonprofit Research. His paper is The Effects of the 2017 Tax Reform on Itemization Status and the Charitable Deduction, co-authored by James Adrioni of the University of California at San Diego. Some of the pessimists, I think, are saying that 2019 is where it's really going to drop off in their predictions between all these different factors.
That may be. And we haven't mentioned it to this point, but I am involved in a number of research initiatives, and one of which is through the Association of Fundraising Professionals, AFP, where we're basically looking at individual gift transactions, which are collected and from various software firms that have fundraising management software platforms. So, you know, we're getting feeds from, a very simple, skinny file of, you know, org ID, donor ID, date, and dollar from a number of software vendors on a monthly basis. And to my knowledge, it's the only, like, almost live feed of what's happening on the donor end, because up till now we've really only had the Form 990 and the IRS and sort of the organizational view, you know. So we're starting to get a glimpse of really, you know, what's happening on the donor side, and those statistics, they're not encouraging. I mean, overall donor retention rate, or, you know, your ability to keep a donor from 1 year to the next, has been on a steady decline for many years. Right, so it's like the five-year average, 51% of donors, come back the next year. Well, if you compare that five-year average of 51, it's, you know, for the most recent year, it's dropped to less than 49%. So, again, I hate to be like a downer on this, but there are some indications that more and more organizations are, struggling to retain their donors.
Sure. No, we hear it all the time. It's not. I don't think it's something new. It's just, I think, the challenge that nonprofits have. So let's stick to what the itemizers and the charitable deductions, because that's what the paper kind of focused on, and you had some updates. So how close were some of the projections? Because again, we may sound like downers, but everybody was a downer when it came to trying to anticipate and research what would happen as a result of tax reform. You had the American Enterprise Institute saying that the number of itemizers would drop down to 20 million. And the Tax Policy Center had the same kind of same ballpark average of, I think it was $16 million. I mean, 16 million people who would now be itemizers. And you're showing early in the year that you're down from 30% of taxpayers itemizing to just 10%. So those projections from the AEI and the Tax Policy Center from, I think those were 2 years ago, they were pretty close on how tax reform would impact the number of itemizers, right?
Apparently so, yeah. As I said, this has been very, you know, widely anticipated, at least in the, in the policy realm and research realm. And there have been, as you mentioned, several studies trying to anticipate the impact of it. And, this article focuses on, the first glimpse of any hard data that we have. And it seems like, whatever those predictions were are coming true.
And barring any, major changes, it seems like it probably would follow along. Again, what was anticipated is fewer people itemizing and more donations coming from the higher end of folks who do itemize.
Right. Well, I mentioned some longer term trends about, total dollars in giving and retention rates and, acquiring new donors and so on. Some of the metrics that fundraisers keep an eye on, so those dashboard gauges that, if you're a fundraiser, you want to have an idea of how many people you bring from year to year, nurture and hopefully encourage them to be more connected to your organization and contribute more. So all those indicators have been on a downward swing for a number of years. And, I just think, this can't help, right? This being the Tax Act.
Right. And another theory I've heard too, and this sounds like it would jive with it, is nonprofits focusing more than on major donors and or plan giving, like you said. Folks who maybe can't give now, but maybe the cost of giving affects their decision, but maybe nonprofits then focus on the plan giving side of things,
right?
Because of that,
right? Like most situations, the majority of contributions come from a very small minority of donors, and this really does push, the responsibility of supporting organizations really even more towards your major donors, your plan gifts, people who really, they've always been the bulk of contributed support to organizations, but it's, even more so now. In terms of strategy, it's always been a wise strategy to build a strong connection with your donors, be it small or very large. But, organizations that have always traditionally relied on, a lot of small donors, they may not be impacted at all, but, those organizations that do rely on significant gifts or a small number of loyal donors, they're the ones who really need to focus on their connections with their donors and bring them in a partnership. More so than just just hit them up once a year. You need to nurture that relationship throughout the year.
John, what else should nonprofits and fundraisers take away from your guys' paper? Like, we know that itemizers seem to be on track to keep declining, charitable deductions, there are fewer of them. Anything else within that paper that you would point out to fundraisers to be like, hey, keep an eye on this?
Well, aside from I don't know if there's much else aside from what I've already said, curation of major or potentially major donors is really, if you look on a very gross dollar level, that's really going to be the bulk of your sources of contributions from a lot of organizations. But again, the vast population of organizations, nonprofit organizations, are very small, and they don't get government grants. They don't have major donors per se. Typically, many of them are volunteer efforts. So, again, if you just want to talk about the Tax Act, we're really talking about a very narrow slice of donors and a chunk of organizations that really rely on that segment. I think, the very high end, the very low end, they may not really be impacted much.
Well, great. John, thanks so much for your time today. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
That's John Dernford of Data Lake Nonprofit Research, along with James Andreoni of UC San Diego. Their paper is called The Effects of the 2017 Tax Reform on Itemization and the Charitable Deduction.
That's our episode for today. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to share the Fresh Research link on Twitter or Facebook to be eligible to win something from the NPT Library. You can also share on social media with the hashtag #FreshResearch. And if you like what you hear, please rate us on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. This has been Fresh Research, a podcast from the Nonprofit Times, spotlighting research and trends in the philanthropic sector. Until next time, keep up with us at thenonprofittimes.com for all your nonprofit news.